According to Rabbanan Shito, if you have to bring now Shnei Kematzim of Levoina, or maybe you don't have to bring more. Just like when the Kohen Gadol was alive, it's enough to have one Kemitz of Levoina, half Baboik, half Bein Abayim. So maybe the same thing now, the Kohen Gadol died, even though we brought before in the Mishnah that you have to bring a complete Yisaron in the morning, but still it's only a Riboy in the Yisaron of flour. But maybe the Kemitz still says, the Kemitz of Levoina still says the same. That's the Shaila. Do we have to have a double amount of Levoina? Or maybe no, or maybe not, or no. Me, I'm going to do, we say, Mitzayach Shuch, Bolesalosai, once, well, yes. Since we see now the Minchas brought from a complete Yisaron in the morning, see double the amount that a complete Yisaron in the morning and a complete Yisaron ben Abayim, therefore the Svar should be Huch Levoinosai. Now also you should have to have a complete Kemitzah in the Baker and a complete Kemitzah Levoina ben Abayim. Or do we maybe know? Madlagoli, we only had a Reba before, that the Yisaron is Kula. That's all. But maybe the Levoina stays the same, just like when the Kohen Gadol is alive. For Rabbanan Shitru is, you only have to have a chatzi kemitz of Levoina in the morning. Maybe now when the Kohen Gadol is amazed at the same halacha, you still only have to have just a chatzi kemitz of Levoina. But you do not have to have more, even though you have to have more solus, that's a Reba Kroah. But my delay, goli, legoli. Now the Gemara says, the shemen. What about the oil? How much oil do you have to bring now? So, bein le abiyosi ben destoyi, or bein le rabbona mao. What's going to be in the case now, according to both of them? When the Kohen Gadol was mace, what's going to be the locha now? How much shemen do you have to bring? Yes, that's a shala. How much shemen do you have to bring? When the Kohen Gadol was alive, we had before, you have to bring gimel, lugamer shemen. And you divide it up in half. One and a half was for the breaker, one and a half was Ben Abayim. But now that the Kohen Gadol is mazed, how much do they have to bring now for the Chavitim? So my brother says, Toshima, come in here. It says, what, hey, Kemitzin, hein? So we have five halachas in Kemitzin. That's all. Now, the Misa, Zinun, Mishkatas, Lozayin. Sometimes you could have seven. Now, this is going back to the first Shiloh. Again, by the Kemitzah, it says there are five Kemitzahs. That doesn't talk about the kemitzas of the Kohen Gadol Levoina. Because Pashas, when the Kohen Gadol was alive, since he used Chatzi, Baboike, Chatzi, Ben Abayim, it's not called a complete kemitzah. But the question is, though, if you hold when the Kohen Gadol is mace, now they bring a complete kemitzah in the morning, and a complete kemitzah Ben Abayim, so there are another two kemitzahs. So why is there only, say, five type of kemitzahs over there? There should be seven. So Marin says, no, that's not approved. Dilei Katani. It's not about normal cases when the Kohen Gadol is alive. But in the case where the Kohen Gadol died, in such a case like that, we're not talking about those cases. Yosef Rapoport was sitting down and called Malor Lai Shema, they said over this aloko. Oh, Malor Rabbi Yosef Bar Shema, yo, Rapoport, vo, Milo, Koimitz Bachutz. There's also a case if you burn a Kemitzah Bachutz. If it happens, if you do it, you're not supposed to do it. It means with the other, if such a case comes up. Okatani, that's one of the five kemitzas over there. You see, we do talk about over there the five things, even though a certain situation comes about. So here also it's Akasha. If you hold now when the Kohen Gadol was mace, that you used to bring a complete kemitz of Levoina Bavoik and a complete kemitz of Levoina Ben Abayim, it should have said there seven. Samar says, Mahevelo, it's the Maskono, Omrav Nachman Bayitzah, Toshima. The Tani will learn like this. Kohen Gadol Shemes, the Kohen Gadol died. For the Mina Wachat Tafta, they did not appoint another Kohen Gadol. The locker is Shleima Shachris or Shleima Ben Abayim. They would bring then a complete Yisaron in the morning and a complete Yisaron of flour Ben Abayim. Or Mafashla based Kimotzim used to set aside two Kemitzahs of Levoina. Kemitz Shachris, one Kemitz and Shachris, the Kemitz Ben Abayim, another Kemitzah Ben Abayim. Or Mafashla also Shloshim Lugin used to set aside three lugum of shemen, lugu machza shakras, lugan half in the morning, and lugu machza ben abayim. This is the seder used to bring the korban minchas kohen gadol after it was mace. So you see clearly that even though it was a complete one, a sown in the morning, and there was a complete kemitzah in the morning, but the shem was not separate. The shem was the same as before. The shem was only a lugu machza in the morning, a lugu machza ben abayim. So what says Mari, who does it have to go like? Elaim Rabbanin, because according to Rabbanin, Maishno Levoina, so look, well, what do you say? The Levoina type is doubled. If so, Maishno Shemona Lechmura. What should be the difference? How come the Levoina Taka is doubled? Like you say, when the Kohen Gadol is alive, you only have to bring one Kemitza, and Chatzi Baboiker, and Chatzi Ben Abayim. After his mace is doubled. So why? Because you learn now, just like the Yisarin is doubled, who went into Levoina is doubled. So it should have been a straw for the Shemiros, the Shemiros should have been doubled. It's only Megala by the Selis. So you say, just like by the Selis, who had been by the Levoina, so the same thing should apply to the Shemin also. So why does the Bryce only say you have to bring Gimelugim? Should have to have two sets of Gimelugim, one for Bavoik and one for Ben Abayim. Elimor says, Abi Yosi Ben Distoy. Let's go to Abi Yosi Ben Distoy. The Yom Dari says what? Chavite, Kohen Gadol B'yam Regler, Kohen Gadol Chavitim, is also Shnei Kamotzen, to bring Shnei Kamotzen. Boy. Ulevroina Lehuchblu, Einachlam is in a quarantine sheet to Levroina like Madel, Legoli, Legoli. You don't have to bring more Levroina than he brought because he was alive. And so the same as for applies, B'shem Lehuchblu. The Shemin also is not more than you have to. Then it was born when the Kohen Gadol was alive. So, just like the Levoina is the same Levoina, it's a Kemitza Baboika, Kemitza Ben Abayim, like when he's alive. It's the same thing in the Shemin also now. It's still, you only have to bring Gimel Lugim Shemin, and half in the morning, half Ben Abayim. So where it says, Ukhfakamda Bisbaz comes a good according to Abi Yosi Ben Distoy. And so, Omidi Shemin La Abi Yosi Ben Distoy Luchpolo, just according to Abi Yosi Ben Distoy, the Shemin did not become doubled. Levoinosu Vishamin Rabbonin Nam Luchpolo. Avada, the Svar should be according to Rabbonin Shita also, that it's not Huchmul, you don't have to have more than it was B'Shach the Kohen Gadol was alive. So according to everybody, you would not have to have more than Gimel Lugin of Shemin. And Amr Rav Yechon says, Aloha Kabi Yesu Ben Distoy, that's why we take a paskin. And it's not me that it's always, I mean that Kohen Gadol always had two kemitzes of Levoina, one for Maboike, one for Ben Abayim. He always has Gimel Lugim of Shemin, one and a half Baboik and one and a half Ben Abayim. And the only chil between Mace and Chaim is that when he was alive, it was only one Yisarin brought, half and half. But if he has three Mace, then he used to bring a complete Yisarin Baboik and a complete Yisarin Ben Abayim. So the Gemara, Miyam Rav Yechon, Asur Rav Yechon, say like this, Avom Rav Yechon, Alokha Kistam Mishnah, Baka Kistam Mishnah. But tonight we learned, Chamisha Kamotzumen, there are only five Kamitzim, which is Mashma, that the Minchas Kohen Gadol do not have to have two Kemitzes of Levoina, one in Baboika, one Ben Abayim. It's Mashma, it's only one Kemitza brought, and half of it was brought Baboika, half Ben Abayim. That's why it's not included in the five Kemitzes that are brought. So, of course, it's Stephen in Rav Yechonon. The Gemara says, no, Amaroy in Nineveh, leave it to Rav Yechonon. It's a Machlokes, Amaroy, and exactly what did Rav Yechonon mean to say? It's a Machlokes, Rav Yechonon meant to say, look, it's a Mishnah, Rav Yechonon meant to pass Kaniya, like Abi Yosef Ben Distoy. The current Abi Yosef Ben Distoy, Enechanami, every Kohen Gadol had to have two kemitzes worth of Levoina, one Baboika, one Dariv. Every Mincha had to have, he brought always Gimel Lugim of Shemin. Half of it was Baboika, half Ben Abayim. And the only difference is that when he's alive, it's only a Chatzi Yisarin Baboika and a Chatzi Yisarin Ben Abayim. And after he's nice, then true, it's a complete Yisarin Baboika and a complete Yisarin Ben Abayim. Hadron Alecho Hatchelus. Now the Mishnah says, Kol ha-menochois bo'yis matzah. Every mincha has to come from matzah, not from chometz. Chutz mi chometz shebetoideh. The only exception is that the toideh has to have four different types of breads. One of them is chometz. Rashi says, the Sivit says, achalos lechem chometz. And who are dinu shtei ha-lechem? Shtei ha-lechem also. Rashi, the Siv chometz te'afen, you have to bake it chometz. Shein bo'yis chometz. These are the only two lechems that come chometz thick, but everything else always is only matzah before it becomes chometz. Rabbi Meir says, Hasor boidel en mitoychon or mechamtson, that even this lechem of the toydo, the shtei lechem, how did they make it chometz? They didn't put any special sourdough inside it. Rashi just says mitoych isorin. From the actual son of the flour, the toido, or shtei lechem, he might see a sor shulash min aser lesmat liyachas nimdag. After you measure off the complete son of flour, now you take off a little bit of flour and add water to it for time no beserlis, and you put that into the serlis or mechametz will become chametz by itself. Or imedo mechametz esem esashar. In other words, you do not take sor sourdough for someplace else, but rather you only have this Yisorin of flour here. And from this Yisorin itself, you make a little part of its sourdough, and that itself makes the rest of the isurin into chametz. That's called asor, the sourdough here. Boy, the lamb mitoch, you make it from itself, it itself. Or mechamtsin, it makes the rest of its chametz. Rabbi Yudah says no. Afiyena minamukha doesn't make good dough that way. You don't make good chametz that way. And rather the answer is maybe yes, I saw. You have to take sourdough from someplace else, and that should be part of the cheshbin of the isarin. The noisel of teicha midim, put it into the midim. When you measure up now the isarin of flour, so first you put the sourdough into the measurement, then you fill up the rest of it with flour. Mamala samidi, you fill up the midah. That's how you have the sourdough. Not from it itself, becomes other sourdough from other places. That's not a good way to measure. You can't measure the sourdough of flour by first having the sourdough inside it. It doesn't come out complete. There'll be a little bit more, a little bit less. Why she says kagrain? If my sourdough, if the sourdough, the sourdough you threw in was very thick, or maguva bakushi, but it had a little bit of water inside it. And so ain't no machzir nofa godol kilo ayekemach v'nimtzi yisurin yoser. You'll have more than yisurin right now. If he shimur ho yisur, we didn't have this sour here, the space would have been bigger. So the kids, you can't measure off well the yisurin by having some sourdough put inside it. Therefore, that's what the Chacham is telling the Bat Rav Yudah, that you cannot take sourdough from someplace else and put it into this measuring cup and add it into up to an isarin. You won't have a good measuring, but rather you have to put the whole isarin first full of flour, and then from this flour itself you make some sourdough first. That's the machlokes, and we'll see more in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, "Boy, minay Rabbi pray the Rabbi Yami, minayin? How do we know this isarin taka? Bechol amnoche shein boy is matzah, that every mincha has to come dafka from matzah, not from chametz." So Gemara says, "Minayin? How do we know this from?" The Sibbo Sibbo. A lot of Munachas it says Takamatsa. So fit it says it. But like Sibbo in place where it doesn't say it, Sibbo says like this. It says Zois Teras HaMincha Hakri Voice of Neyal Nochne Hashem of Neyal Mizbeach for Neses and Mena Yechlenu Aaron of Onov Matzis Teichol. So there's a Rebbe of Hibul and now to all Matzis, that all Matzis, all Mincha has to come from Matzah and not from Chometz. Alright, we'll stop here.